Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. If you were asked what you thought were the keys to weight loss, would you say diet and exercise? Most people would. But if it were really that simple, why do people have such a struggle with weight issues even after they control their diet and get on an exercise program? Well, I believe it's because we haven't understood that what's going on inside our souls has a major impact on weight loss and weight gain. Wounds in your soul that come from sin and trauma can actually sabotage your weight loss efforts and even cause you to gain excessive amounts of weight in short periods of time. The good news is, when you get your soul healed, you can lose it just as fast. Let's start today's program with some highlights of how I learned this revelation the hard way. Then God started teaching me about food. He started showing me one of the reasons why we gain weight and can't lose it. And one of those reasons is bitterness of soul. He showed me this scripture one time in Numbers 5. Let's look at it. Do you remember this story? In Numbers 5 is a story about the woman, a wife, that if she commits adultery, her husband, if he suspected her, would bring her to the tabernacle and he would do the following. He would take her to the priest, and then the priest would take a jar full of holy water and he would put some dust in it from the floor of the tabernacle, and then he'd set it before the woman, and that water was called the bitter water that causes the curse. Everybody say it. The bitter water that causes the curse. Now, this woman had to take this bitter water that caused the curse, and she had to do an oath. She had to say that she had not sinned. And if she had not sinned and broken any of the law, when she drank the bitter water that causes the curse, nothing would happen to her. But if she had sinned, when she drank the bitter water that caused the curse, then the Bible says that these following things would happen to her. It says that that water would go inside of her bowels, that the curse, the bitter water that causes the curse, would go into her bowels and make her belly swell, her thigh rot, and she would be unable to conceive. Did you hear that? It would make her belly swell. So anyway, let me tell you what happened and how I got the revelation of how this connected to the weight gaining stuff. I was on tour. You know, many years ago, I started going on tour, and in the beginning, for about 4 years, I was on tour. I mean, the kind of tour like, you know, you want to kill people when you're done. That kind of tour. I mean, I was out every single week, getting ready, going to the meeting, do a meeting, do the offering, help people out with their meeting, you know, go to bed super late, get up super early, and then do a meeting all day long, like 3 sessions plus other added sessions in between, and finally get done at like midnight, go back to my hotel room, you know, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning after I pack everything, come home, fall into bed on Sunday, exhausted, over. For 4 years, until I got completely burnt out and I let myself get totally bitter. Everything was making me bitter, man. Everything. If there was something irritating that happened, I would instantly like flare up on the tour. And I would notice every single time I came home, I would like, I would gain weight. I would gain like 6, 7, 8 pounds, you know what I mean? Every single time my pants wouldn't fit, they'd be uncomfortable, nothing fit anymore. And it would happen every single time, and I'd be like, what is going on? How can that be possible? So then I go out again, and it happened again. I'm like, it happened again. What? Oh my gosh, what is this? Yeah, so of course, blew up again. Came back, and I'm in the plane, and I'm like, this is it, God. What is this? Why does this keep on happening? And he goes, Numbers 5, quit drinking the bitter water. And I went and I read it, and it all snapped into place. When she drank the bitter water that caused the curse, her body would swell. I'm like, duh, okay. So I spent the whole plane trip, like, repenting. I got all the way home, and I'd been praying now for, I don't know, a couple hours. So I was primed for a miracle.
I put the blood on, which is what the first step to getting your soul healed, isn't it? You got to repent. You got to forgive, right? And then I got home and I knew I needed to do step two because I hadn't seen no manifestation yet. I had to release what I'm carrying. I have dunamis resurrection power in me. And dunamis means the power to perform a miracle. So if you need to lose weight, guess what? You have power inside your spirit, man, to make it happen. But remember, dunamis also means what? Excellence of soul. I had been letting myself get so bitter. That sin had wounded my soul. I needed to get that wound healed. And then the stuff could come off. And that's what happened. I actually got on the scale. When I got home, I unpacked my stuff. I was actually excited. I felt like something was coming. I got on the scale and I weighed myself. I was about 140 or so. And I went and I laid on my bed and I said, Lord, I put my hands on my belly. And I said, Lord, I have repented this whole way. I understand when the woman drank the bitter water that caused the curse, her body would swell, and that's what's been happening to me. I've been drinking the bitter water, and I've been swelling up because of it. And so now I release the dunamis power that's inside my spirit into my soul to heal the wounds that came from my bitterness. And I release it into my physical body so that I can have a miracle happen in my physical body. And so I just release it now and I command it to go from my spirit into my soul and my body right now in Jesus' name. I prayed for literally 60 seconds and my hands went like this. And I lost all the weight. Instantly. Just by being healed of being bitter. And also, if you're on a diet or exercise, you notice a lot of times you do those diets and exercises and it just don't work. You know, you want to know why? Because when there's stuff in your soul that is an open door for demonic powers, remember we talked about that, right? Demonic powers, believe it or not, can affect your physical weight. I want you to think about it. Do you believe a spirit can cause cancer in someone? Somehow that they are able to cause cancer and disease. Do you believe it? In fact, when Jesus would eject and deliver people of demons, and the demon would leave, the disease those spirits would put on people would leave with them, right? So spirits are able to put disease on you, correct? So what do you think that's any different? You think if a spirit can somehow cause you to develop cancer in your cells, that he can't affect your fat cells too? Do you know that food and weight are one of the ways that Satan is killing people? More people are dying now of food-related diseases than even cancer. Satan used food from the beginning to mess us up. The apple, baby. You understand? It's been a strategy of his since step one. Don't even think there's not demonic influence on your body preventing you from losing weight. And then what happens is you can't lose the weight and you're thinking, it's all my fault. I feel condemned. I feel ashamed. I feel horrible. But it's a spirit, and you can't diet away a spirit. You got to be delivered of it. And the way you get delivered is you get this healed. And one of the things that's in there that you need to get healed is bitterness. Because it will cause a curse to come upon you and make your body swell. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Do you receive it?
People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll free, 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
let's take a break right here and let's do a little activation. You ready? Let's put your hand on your belly and let's pray. Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent for drinking the bitter water that causes the curse. I forgive every person I'm offended and bitter at. I repent for thinking judgmental, critical, evil, and offended thoughts about that person. I repent for saying gossiping, slanderous words about them. And I repent for getting worked up over difficult situations, for losing my cool, for yelling, screaming, getting inflamed, getting bothered. I want to keep my peace. I want to possess ye my soul. I refuse to submit to bitterness anymore. I will not allow people or difficult situations to cause me to explode and get bitter. I repent for every time I have done it. And I ask that you wash me with your blood so I can be cleansed of that sin. Now just get quiet for a minute. Just ask God, you know, when's the last time you let yourself get bitter? Or is there something you are habitually getting bitter over? You know, like I was bitter on tour, period. Is it your marriage? Is it a relationship at work? Have you gotten bitter at your boss? Have you gotten bitter with your parents? Is there a situation in your family that you've had to endure, a difficult, trying circumstance, and you've gotten bitter about it? Maybe your children, they're doing crazy stuff. They're out of control. Maybe they've been mouthing you. Maybe they've been disrespectful to you. Maybe they don't visit you. Maybe they don't come see you. They don't honor you. And maybe you've gotten bitter. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. All right, now put your hands on your belly. And now we're going to decree dunamis. Amen. I'm not going to break the curses till the end because I want us to go through this whole activation. Because then I really believe then I'll be able to break the curses and we're going to see results. But put your hands on your belly because now let's release dunamis. Amen. To say, Lord Jesus, I command that the dunamis inside my spirit would flow out through that ripped veil into my soul directly to every single wound in my soul that came from bitterness, whether my own or whether my ancestors, and it would heal that wound. I command my soul to be excellent. I command the consistent, continuous flow of dunamis power to go nonstop into my soul, to literally flood my soul with that resurrection dunamis power, nonstop going to every wound, making them excellent, causing me to be healed and bitter no more. I believe that I'm being freed and healed and restored right now because of the dunamis I have. I'm getting the breakthrough because of resurrection power. And I command that same power to flow into my body, to every place I've swollen up, to every place that's been affected by the curse of the bitter water that I drank. Go to all my cells. Resurrection power. Even the fat cells. And dissolve them. In Jesus' name. Dunamis means the power to perform a miracle. I loose that miracle now into my physical body and command weight loss to happen.
Jesus died for every torment, every disorder. And this weight is tormenting me. It's making me sick. It's making me tired. And it's bringing disease on my body. And I command that resurrection power would heal my body too, in Jesus' name. Now just let out a big cheer. Thank you, God. Now, just sit there quietly and receive while I command the curse to be broken off of you. I decree that your soul has been healed of all bitterness by the blood of Jesus Christ and his dunamis power. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. You are excellent of soul. The Bible says that the causeless curse cannot alight. Because you've been healed in your soul, you no longer have anything in common with the curse of the bitter water. Jesus became a curse for us. So by the authority of his name and the work he did on the cross, I command that curse to be broken off of you in Jesus' name. I decree you are free from the curse of bitter water. Your belly will no longer swell. You will stop gaining weight. You will lose weight, and you will lose it rapidly, and you will never gain it back again. In Jesus' name, amen.
People tend to think of missions as overseas evangelism in some country far away. But one of the biggest mission fields is in the prison near your own home. We are called to minister to incarcerated men and women all over the world. Together, we can go into the most critical mission field of all, the prison near you.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change. Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking package, Live Free, Escaping the Trap of Bitterness of Soul. With your gift of $55 or more, you will have a part in putting God's word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Live Free.
Is your mind full of angry thoughts about a person or a difficult situation? If so, you could have a wound in your soul from bitterness. Now, are there also sicknesses in your body, or are you broke in your finances? Believe me, these things are connected. Once I got healed of the bitterness in my soul, I received numerous physical miracles and major financial breakthroughs. You can too.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
As long as I can remember, I was always seething inside myself. If anything around me happened that I didn't like, or if someone said something that I disagreed with, I'd start to rage, both inside myself and also towards people and situations. This behavior even led me to live an extremely violent life on the streets. At one point, I had racked up over a dozen violent charges, including assault with a deadly weapon. I was unable to diagnose what my problem was until a friend helped me put a name to it. He said I had a bent in my character towards bitterness. As soon as he said it, I knew he was right. As a Christian, it was really hard for me to deal with this behavior because I knew it was wrong, but it felt like I just couldn't stop myself from getting out of control. It was horrible. See, sometimes we're born with negative bents in our character that literally control us and cause us to automatically respond badly to trying situations and difficult people. The Word of God actually speaks on this. The Bible uses many words to describe sin, but when it uses the word iniquity, it's to describe generational sins that were passed down to us. Well, guess what the word iniquity means? It means to bend. That's how strong these generational iniquities are. They can literally bend our character towards negativity and bitterness. These character bends live in the soul, and they can literally drive you to lose control and prevent you from walking in peace, love, and joy. Today, I'm going to teach you on this. But more importantly, we're going to move into a time of prayer and healing so you won't be under the power of these bends anymore.
So, okay, we're going to activate into things like cancer, but we're going to activate into specifically like inflammation also. Because what happens when you emotionally or mentally get inflamed, it's because you become bitter, right? You get angry, you blow up, you lose your cool, right? You explode, you say stuff, ugly words come out of your mouth, you get inflamed. Well, do you think when you get inflamed, that's also called like swelling up? What does your body do when you have inflammation? What do you do when you have cancer? I want us to completely focus on every time you've gotten, letting yourself get emotionally or mentally inflamed or use your mouth to be inflamed. How many of you have ever done that? Good for you. If one person didn't raise their hand, I'd be out there going, uh-huh, raise the hand, babe. All right? Let's ask Holy Spirit to point out a specific time maybe where you've gotten overly inflamed or a repeated pattern. Maybe you get repeatedly inflamed at a particular person. Maybe it's your hubby or the wife or your kids or whatever it is. I saw the men go like that to their wives. You know what she's talking about. Repent. Holy Spirit, just come right now. Show us where we have been inflamed. Was it to our boss? Was it to a fellow coworker? Who was it towards, Lord? When did it happen? Is it a repeated behavior pattern with us? We want to repent for being inflamed, Lord. Show us those times that we have been. Holy Spirit, come right now with your revelation power. Let's start repenting together, amen? Just say, Jesus, I repent for getting inflamed at that person. Think about who they are. And that thing, think about what it is. I repent for shouting, screaming, arguing, contending, speaking in a heated manner, being intense, emotional, judgmental, critical, backbiting, speaking gossip and slander. I repent for being short with people, for being abrupt with people, for being rude to people, for being impatient, because I was bitter and I got inflamed. God, heal me of exploding. Cleanse me now of every sin of getting inflamed so I can be healed of inflammation, cancer, other diseases, and pray for people who have those disorders so I can be healed of the curse of the bitter water. Now start forgiving the people you yelled at, you criticized, you talked about, you got angry and impatient at. Start forgiving them. Seriously forgiving them. Come on. Press into it. Let me hear it out of your mouth. I forgive them, Lord. I forgive them, Lord. I wash them clean, Lord. I release them, Lord, to you. Are we going to stop there? Nope. Put your hand on your belly. Just say, now, I decree that resurrection power. It's going to every wound of my soul that came upon me when I let myself get inflamed. Every time I shouted, if it wounded me, it's being healed. Every time I screamed, if it's wounded me, it's being healed right now. Every time I argued, if that wounded me, it's being healed right now. And that resurrection power is going into my physical body. It has the power to perform a miracle, and it's working miracles in my physical body right now. It's removing the swelling that came when I drank the bitter water.
It's going to remove all tumors, all redness, all swelling, all inflammation, all the itis diseases, bursitis, arthritis, tendonitis, any itis disease that comes from inflammation is going to be healed. Any cancer, any terminal disease, any disease that causes swelling is going to be healed right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, because of resurrection power. Wow, that was a powerful time of healing. All of that junk, being overly intense, getting emotional, backbiting, gossiping, being rude, can have its roots in a bend in your character towards bitterness. I believe that because you just humbled yourself in prayer, that the Lord is answering your cry right now and literally taking that negative bend out of your soul. So let me break the generational curse of bitterness off of you. Ready? I decree any character bent that was passed down to you through your bloodline is being healed now. I decree you're no longer going to be controlled by the bitterness that was in your soul because you're becoming excellent of soul. The Bible says that Jesus became a curse for us. So by the authority of his name and because of the work he did on the cross, I break all generational curses of bitterness off of you now. The Word of God says the causeless curse cannot alight. Because you've been healed in your inner man, the curse must go right now, along with every effect it had on controlling your behavior. I decree that from now on, you will go forth and produce good fruit like joy, peace, patience, kindness, and self-control. In Jesus' name, amen. So how will you know if that prayer worked? You'll feel a whole new level of inner peace like you've never felt before. That's what happened to me. The difference was so remarkable that I marveled at the change I felt inside myself. If you feel a shift in your inner man, that will be your sign that you got it too. If not, don't be disappointed. Just continue to watch all of our programs on bitterness and pray the prayers because you will get it. It's just a matter of time.